This is a really, really good episode of the podcast. You guys can really get a lot out of this. You have to listen to the entire thing. The ending is really, really, really important. You're not going to get the full effect of the ending unless you listen to the entire thing all the way through.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Your weekly look inside Iowa State, the sports scene, pop culture, and...
You know what? Forget this. When's the last time these guys ever stayed on topic?
About anything. The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is powered by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more about Charterhouse Real Estate on the forums of Cyclone Fanatic or charterhouseiowa.com.
The new beginnings.
And now, please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams.
Are you not aware that I get farty and bloated with a foamy latte?
My mistake, Shacklebeam.
Your mistake indeed.
Mark Charter.
Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. A always B B C closing. Always be closing.
And Adam Gratum.
There is one person in every group of friends that nobody fucking likes.
What's up, guys? It's the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. I'm Jared Stansberry. We're here at Charterhouse Real Estate. What's up, Mark Charter?
Just eating some gummy bears, man.
Always a great choice, except for you picked the wrong kind.
Okay, let's start off with the debate then. That's fine. No big deal.
We all know Casey's has the best gummy bears.
Okay, that is so 100% false.
We had this debate. So last year on our flight to Vegas, so I did the annual guide trip to Vegas, and my good buddy John Olson brought a bag of gummy bears on the plane.
Multiple
bags.
Because he's a hell of a guy.
And he brought them, and he was sharing with the guys, and we're all complimenting him on his choice of gummy bears and saying they were delicious. And then ever since then, this was last November, so fast forward to May, this group of guys still text each other, and we're constantly talking about gummy bears. And even to the extent where we're having gummy bear taste tests, right? So one guy will chime in with like, oh, I like them at Come and Go or whatever, and then someone else will go grab a bag and say they're horrible. So literally in front of me right now, I have two. They're gold-colored. Two gummy bears that I haven't eaten yet, and I will here soon. But Haribo is the premium gummy bear. That's all you need to know. And anything from a Casey's or a Come and Go or anywhere else falls flat, in my opinion. Haribo's the way to go.
They're a little hard.
Black Forest.
Black Forest is probably too gummy.
No way, man.
Yeah. Black Forest, I like.
Haribo
I like,
just doesn't have any flavor at all.
That's untrue. I'm tasting something when I eat them.
Crap.
Apparently, speaking of Haribo, they make sugar-free. And if you go onto Amazon and read the reviews of Haribo sugar-free gummy bears, these things make you shart like you wouldn't believe. I mean, that's the rub on them. They are I won't disagree. Black Forest is also good.
Yeah.
And if I go gummy worms, that's usually the brand that I go with. But Gray's an antagonist. He just likes to start crap all the time.
You don't believe that.
Adam Gray is here as well.
It's going to be – when was the last time you were on the podcast with us? Was it before a spring game?
I don't remember. It was when you guys told – no, it was right after. It was when you told me Charter called Krista my slam piece.
That was disrespectful, by the way. And since then, I've gotten to know Krista a little bit better.
You know what?
Very disrespectful.
Disrespectful, but effective.
It was effective.
What happened the next weekend?
Yeah, let's give a follow-up to that. That was the weekend.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, what's happened
since – You guys
have
already followed up on this multiple times.
Not with you.
Since then, you guys went to Chicago.
We did.
You proposed boyfriend-girlfriend proposal.
Yeah,
she accepted.
She did.
You guys now have a puppy together.
Well, no. I mean, it's my puppy.
But you guys share some duties with it, right?
Not really.
A puppy together.
It's my puppy. She doesn't ever want to do anything with it.
You've graduated from college.
I did.
And now you guys are soon to be engaged?
No.
Oh.
Probably not.
Oh.
Yeah, I would advise against that. I've already given him one piece of advice on this, so I'll give him a second. You're too young.
Thank you.
Get married.
Yeah.
Don't ever listen. When it comes to relationship advice, ignore Charlie.
Dude, you gotta pull the reins back on that. I speak from experience. My brother's daughter, my oldest niece, is probably 22 or so. She got married when she was 20. and everything's fine, so maybe they'll work out. And then my other niece, who's also roughly 20, she's getting married this summer. I think it's too young, man. Your minimum age is 25 years old. 25. I was 25, just so happened to be 25. But you gotta sow those wild oats. You gotta travel. You gotta see the world. You gotta do some things before you get married, and then you have the kids and whatever, and all that's great. But all that stuff can wait a little bit too. So don't rush it, young man. And definitely don't listen to Adam Gray.
I've only had a job for
how old are you?
4 days. So
you're 21.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got engaged when I was 22. Married when I was 23. I'm very happily married. Wouldn't have done it any other way. So everybody's different. And I can just tell there's a spark between you, difference from where I'm at right now. One more year before you get engaged. So you could start thinking about it. Just something. We obviously pushed you guys to get together. Now we just need a little extra nudge.
There's nothing wrong with a long courtship, by the way.
See?
I'll have you know that before I get married to my wife, we dated 8 years. 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's fine. She hung around because she knew the greatness that awaited.
She saw the goods and she liked it.
Yeah.
You just had to get married quickly because you knew if you just dated Julie too long and you let her
hang in the balance, she would
see what the problem was.
She's like, oh, by the way, I'm going to be an attorney. And you're like, meal ticket.
Yeah, I'm not dumb, guys, okay? You know, I'm not dumb.
You're many things, but not dumb.
Not, when it comes to knowing how to lock a girl down. So take my advice. Because Chris, she's better than you too. Just like my wife's better than me. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree.
So
isn't it a great feeling? I remember like it was yesterday, and it certainly wasn't yesterday, when I actually graduated from college. And the last class I took was Spanish 2. It was in the summer of 2003, and I just remember that feeling of walking out of that last class and just being like, freedom, baby, freedom. And it's a great feeling. Mm-hmm. Are you liking it?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. This first week of being full-time employed has been pretty rough, but I guess...
So you want to go back to college?
No, I don't know about that, but I could do with some of these, without some of these adulthood moments.
Yeah, he's getting a swift kick in the nuts to adulthood. So you buy a puppy.
Yeah, I bought a puppy 3 weeks ago.
And what's already wrong with the puppy, unfortunately?
She had an infection in her eye and had to have eye surgery on Tuesday. So she's had a cone on since Tuesday and has not obviously.
So she can't like claw at her eye?
Right. Kay. She also got spayed and all kinds of stuff on that day. So she's not been very happy for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And she has to stay in her crate because she's supposed to rest. So she can't be out playing around.
That's rough. And then yesterday you go up to Clear Lake for the tailgate tour.
Right.
On your way back?
On my way back, I blew a tire.
Going how fast? You had to have been going way too fast.
I was going 75.
Was it like a bang?
No,
tile,
it was
or,
like a...
Yeah, it was subtle.
Like, yeah, it, like the tire got punctured and then my check tire pressure light came on and I was just north of Story City, so I thought I'd be able to make it there and then get to the gas station. And then it started to kind of wobble. It started making a noise.
That noise.
Yep. I was like, damn it. Going to have to pull over. So I pulled over right there on the side of the interstate and... Had to call a tow truck.
Couldn't change a tire yourself.
There was not a spare in my car.
That's bad. So your dad should have set you up with that beforehand.
Well, I mean, no, I'm not saying that. But I just got my car last week. Like, I just got a new car last week.
You did?
Yeah. So, and it didn't have a spare in it. So that was a big
Gray and I
issue.
Were talking and about then, this earlier because you told me about your problems. What do you drive now? What year?
2013 Malibu.
See, that's pretty new. Yeah. I was saying, like, I haven't had a tire issue in a long time. But tires now were built to basically just not blow up.
Right.
You should be able to drive at least a distance to get somewhere before you have a big problem. I don't even think they're full of air anymore. I mean, yes, there's air in them, or nitrogen. They're selling that stuff now. But it doesn't seem like tires explode like they used to.
Yeah, you don't typically see. I mean, you see this big semi-tires explodes from time to time.
Pieces all over the road.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, then it all got added
on to this morning. When I was told my car would be ready to be picked up at 9 o'clock, when I showed up to pick up my car at 9 o'clock, they told me that it would be late morning to early afternoon, and my buddy had already left after he dropped me off there. So I walked from South Duff in Ames, just south of Lowe's, back to my apartment on Tripp Street, 6 miles.
That's a hike.
While wearing moccasins without socks.
So your feet hurt.
Yeah. Got some blisters on my feet.
Do you
just go play 1-on-1 right now.
Did you have
I'll still beat you.
I realize you just graduated from college and just started working, so you're probably broke, but that seemed like an Uber type of a day.
My phone was dead.
What about?
So I couldn't get an Uber.
I guess I was going to say you could use their phone, but Uber doesn't work on regular phones.
No.
You have to have a cell phone. Huh. Yeah, that's an interesting one. I don't think I would have walked the 6 miles.
I did get an Uber back to
I don't think
to,
I would have done it.
To my car before I came here. So,
yeah.
What would it cost you, $5?
$10.
Oh, hosing you up there, names.
Yeah.
$10. Well, so far for you, adulthood sucks. That's what you're saying.
I wouldn't say that. I'd just say that I am tired of this stuff happening. It's been a rough week.
It's life, man. Sometimes you have bad weeks, and then it turns around, you have good weeks.
It all snowballs. It's a roller coaster ride. The sooner you just realize that some things are out of your control and you just accept it, you'll be all right.
The good news for you is that you still have youth on your side. And what that youth allowed you to do recently was scare Gray out of playing you in a game of pick-up basketball.
That's a goddamn lie.
No, it is a 100% truth, dude. You didn't even show up at my party.
So basically,
you didn't even let me know you weren't coming.
Oh, gee. Really? He did that?
Yeah.
He's known for doing that. Like, when he doesn't let us know, he's not showing up for the podcast.
Rob and I were at the party, and we're like, I wonder where Adam is. I try to call him. Nothing.
I got lost. I've never been.
So you guys were scheduled. You guys were scheduled to play one-on-one.
At noon on Sunday.
Gray bailed.
Yeah.
He has his own excuses, just like he has excuses for everything.
Yeah. I mean, they're not really excuses. They're legitimate. Legitimate reasons.
So I'm on
record.
Then
tell us legitimate reasons, and we'll see if the listeners agree.
Would you on a Sunday
get
up and leave at 9:30, drive down there, play a game in Clarinda at noon, and then wait 4 hours in Clarinda?
There would have been things for you to do.
Like what? It's Clarinda, Iowa.
You could have gone to the Shiddly D.
Exactly. And
I don't fault you, but I think that part of this was ducking the embarrassment that was...
This is what I will say.
Your fault.
If you legitimately thought you could beat me, we would have played already.
No, I'll play you. You want to go outside and play right now?
Then where you got a hoop at?
This feels like...
I'll play you anywhere, anytime.
There's a hoop, I'm sure, within a five-mile radius.
Do you remember back in the track and field days when Michael Johnson was going to race? Was it Donovan Bailey?
Donovan Bailey, yeah.
The 150 meter?
Pulled up with his hammy.
And as soon as Michael Johnson realized he was getting smoked, he pulled the hammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like Gray is a little bit of Michael Johnson in this instance.
Okay.
I'm wrong.
I want people to send me a message. Would people on a Sunday, and granted, I was just on vacation. I didn't see my kids for 8 days.
Yeah.
So on a Sunday, be gone the entire day from 9:30, probably not getting home till 9:30 at night, just so I can play a basketball game that I can play him up here in Des Moines or Ames this week or the next week.
Then why have we not played each other? If we could play up here in Des Moines or Ames, why haven't we played yet?
Hell, we could probably leave here today.
Ever tried to line up another time?
You always have an excuse for why we can't play.
You've never once thrown out a date to me.
Are you serious? You're like, oh, I can't play now. I've had a vasectomy. I can't do this. I've got all this other stuff going on.
That's legitimate, guys. My balls were twice the size of normal. I mean, come on.
Oh, man. Vasectomy is an excuse.
You don't act like you're going. If you needed to stay home, you could have told me you needed to stay home. I never would have expected you to come, but you didn't even do that. You acted... up until the day before, like you were coming.
You never told me the time until then. Remember, we were under different. We did not think that the time was noon. That was the difference. We had a miscommunication.
I did think it was noon.
It
sounds like a lot of excuses.
I didn't read the messages.
This reminds me of the Thunder playing the Spurs.
You guys are making this. I wish I could go. I should pull the transcripts and these text messages we sent. And people would back me on this.
You said agreed.
Completely off base.
We said a time and you said agreed.
I did not agree to that. I agreed,
but
William said Gray is like the San Antonio Spurs. He'll look old and slow.
Then why
and
did
I said,
you just disregard
I, and I say,
the time?
I agree. I will look
that's
old and slow.
That's funny that you said that because I was just thinking the same thing. Gray is like he's a system player. You know, hey, maybe there's some talent there, but he's old.
There's really not that much talent there. I just don't believe in Jared.
Jared's the Thunder. I mean, he's out there sprinting around.
I mean, Jared's from Clarinda. You know.
By the way, speaking of the NBA, and you know, it's the podcast, so we should probably talk about sports for one second at least. We are heading towards, in my opinion, perhaps the most entertaining NBA Finals in history.
In history?
Yeah. You're going to have the Cavaliers, who are ridiculous on fire with lots of stars, against the Warriors. I do think the Warriors will be in there. Who, ridiculously talented. Steph likes to shoot in people's faces and turn around before the ball is in the net, which he did last night. I can make the argument. There are a lot of old classics like Lakers Celtics that went down as classics that were very entertaining, but from the perspective of offense, huge stars, lots of points, lots of threes, I think this finals could be great. And no, the Cavs will not lose to Toronto. They will sweep that series.
They'll probably more than likely sweep that one. It'll be obviously a fun final. But I mean, we're talking Celtics, Lakers back with Magic and Bird.
I'm talking entertainment from that perspective.
You don't think Magic and Larry were entertaining?
I mean, a different type of basketball. I mean, different era, different type of basketball. I think when you think those finals, yeah, they stack right up there. Yeah. So I'm not saying this is hands down going to be the best. I'm just saying from an entertainment perspective where you want to be watching these games to see what happens, I think it's going to be right up there.
I mean, I don't disagree that it'd be probably one of the more entertaining ones of our life. The Lakers-Celtics with Kobe and Garnett and Paul Pierce, those were great finals. Went seven games too. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, the Cavs are going to win no matter what. They're not losing to the Raptors. And either of those two teams that come out of the West, it's going to be a phenomenal finals. Although Jared thinks that the Thunder should just blow it up and start all over again. Good take, Jared.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I got nothing to say. As much as anything, I would just like to troll you, dude. You got so fired up about that.
Well, they kind of are, right?
I love being right.
Because what's his name? He won't be there next year, supposedly.
Nah, he'll be there.
No, he won't.
Whatever his name is.
Kevin Durant. He's not very good.
He disappeared in the second half.
He hasn't been very good, really, both of these series.
Russell's the alpha dog now. It's Russell's team. Yeah. KD's out. Just like he's going to get his own team now.
You also said it was Draymond Green's team, too.
I never said it was Draymond Green's team.
You absolutely
I said Draymond makes Steph better.
Everybody knows it's Harrison Barnes' team. So,
is he losing money right now?
He's going to look for a new team, too.
Harrison Barnes?
Yeah, is he losing himself money? People are saying he was a max contract guy, and he's, I don't know.
No, you look at a guy like Harrison Barnes, and I think you see a talented player, you see a crap load of potential, you see a guy that's going to offer you no problems whatsoever. You got to take that into consideration a little bit. Plus, sure, the team he's on.
Sure.
He's not going to be a star on that team.
Sure.
At all. I would think, I'm always curious about this, and this is like the Jake Arrieta argument. They were asked the other day because he's got a big contract coming up. And would he give the Cubbies a hometown discount if they re-signed him? And his answer was no. If you're a professional athlete and you're making, let's say the difference is, you know, over the life of your contract, $90 million to $100 million if you go to one team versus another, would you at least not hope that player wants to go to a team that wins? You always hate it when the guy takes the huge contracts and goes to a garbage team. And you're like, he did it for the money. I would think if I was in that situation, I maybe would take a little bit less to win. Because mm-hmm. winning is a hell of a lot more fun than losing is. So if you're Harrison Barnes, why would you not want to stay on the Warriors if you could? Assuming that they're paying you something close to what the other teams are willing to offer you. I mean, what would make you move? What would make you leave a situation like that? Especially if they're back-to-back NBA champions.
I mean, I understand that. The older I get, too, the more it is a business and make the money when you can. I mean, let's be honest. We all work because to make money. And I would probably – plus, here's the thing with Harrison Barnes. Right now, what is he, the fifth best player on that team? Maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. He could go on another team and be the second best player on a lot of teams, I would think.
He doesn't have that mentality, though, I don't think. He never did. He didn't have it at North Carolina. He didn't have it at Ames High. He's kind of a second fiddle type player, a super talented guy.
He doesn't have that aggressive, balls.
No.
But he's still, I mean, that's why I don't think he's an alpha dog where he can be number one. But I think for a lot of teams, he could be the second best player.
But think about like the grind of a season, especially in a sport like baseball. Imagine playing for a fun team like the Cubs that's winning, has a chance to go do something versus a team that's in the summer.
Go about the Cubs.
No, the Cubs are awesome. But
jeez,
imagine the grind of a season where you have to show up to the ballpark every day knowing we're probably going to lose like the Braves this year, right?
Yeah, they're gone.
That's going to be awful. A miserable season to play through. And I think in exchange for fun and the enjoyability of your job and winning, that's worth some money. Now, maybe that's me. I don't know. I'm in the minority, always.
No, I understand that. No, I don't disagree with you. I look at it a little. I used to think a lot more like you than I do now. I'll say that.
See, but the guy that wants to take the less money and go play for a winning team, that's the kind of guy that you want on your team. I mean, you don't want
Carmelo Anthony. He's like the poster child of the opposite of what I'm talking about. He's going to take the huge contract to go play at any garbage team that's willing to pay him.
Well,
it happened to be the Knicks for a while, but
he got traded to the Knicks, if I remember correctly.
But he did re-sign.
He re-signed there. Yeah. But I mean, it's still the Knicks. I mean, it's New York City. It's
Jeff Hornacek's coming.
Yeah, I actually. I know you guys talked about it a little bit via our group talk. I don't think that's a bad job for him, to be honest with you.
It's a gross job. Gross.
Is it really any I mean, it's weird to say it's New York City. I don't think there's huge expectations of that job right now, though. If you're going to get that job with the Knicks, I don't think now is a bad
time. It's one of the only cities in the world where you can have a sports franchise and a lot of people still don't care about it. I mean, it's New York City. The Knicks blend in. People are used to them being bad. They've been bad for so long.
But man, if he can just do good there, if he can do a good job, people, he'll be very popular.
Who's the basketball story in there? When was the last time the Knicks won the championship?
Have they ever?
In the 70s.
Long time ago.
Yeah, they won a couple in the 70s.
That's right.
I mean, they had good teams. Ewing and Sparks. And, you know, they had some real good teams. Oakley, I think, was on some of those teams. Mm-hmm. But they could never get over the
Allen,
hump.
Allen, Houston, Latrell Sprewell.
I mean, Indiana would beat them back in the days of Reggie Ewing. Miller.
Yeah, he already said Patrick. Oh, okay. Keep up.
John Starks.
He already said John Starks.
I wasn't even listening.
he's over there thinking about blown tires.
No, I was thinking about like that. About Hornacek.
You're like Brick from Anchorman. Just filling up. I love Lamp. Rick, do you really love Lamp, or are you just saying that?
If I'm Hornacek, I would, or any coach really, I wouldn't want to go into that situation with Phil Jackson, where he's going to make you run the triangle.
I mean, how much? He's probably getting paid, what, $5 million a year to coach there? God, that'd be terrible.
Why would you? So what if you're getting paid $5 million a year if it's a crappy situation? Would you want to go have a job? It's like, we're going to pay you $5 million a year, but you have to do exactly what the front – you can't do anything that you want to do on the court. It's got to be how we want you to do it all the time.
I think that's a little over.
I would take that job.
I was going to say.
It depends on your position in life. It depends on how much money you have.
But as a basketball coach, why would a basketball coach want to go in that situation?
He still has Porzingis. He's got Carmelo. If they put a couple of pieces around him, they're in the Eastern Conference. They make the playoffs next year, and people are going to be happy. It's not that bad of a job. It really isn't.
What's the ceiling for the Knicks? The eighth seed in the East? Who wants to be the eighth seed in the East? No, nobody.
They can be better than the eighth seed.
You got to start somewhere, though. No way. I mean, for every case like that, we talk about a team like that, you can easily point to Golden State. I say, why would you want to go coach at Golden State? They're garbage. They've been garbage forever, right? Well, eventually, you turn it around. The Sixers are going to turn it around. They're getting a lot of talent, obviously, with draft picks year after year.
The situation with Golden State and New York is completely different. At the time, Golden State had Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, two of the best young guards in the NBA. With Mark Jackson, or when Steve Kerr came.
Yeah, but the point is they were garbage and drafted those guys, though, right? Before they had that.
But the Knicks. Don't even have a draft pick.
I'm not talking about the coaches going there after those guys were there. I'm just saying the Golden State stunk. If you go back before those guys, they were horrible.
And let's be honest, they have Porzingis, they have Carmelo, and it's New York City where it's easier to get free agents too, because they want to go to a big city. Players like playing in big cities. They just do that. They like playing a Madison Square Garden. They're one player away from being a 5-6 seed next year. They really are. They're not that far.
Look at Toronto. Look what Toronto's done for the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, they've got a couple of good players, certainly. Yeah. Their big guy is improving, who's hurt now, but Valanciunas. But they're not loaded. They're not a loaded team.
Nope.
I mean, to make the playoffs in the NBA, you need a couple good players. And a supporting cast.
And we're still talking about the Eastern Conference, too. Let's be honest, it's easier.
Which is garbage compared to the Western Conference. Yes. But
the Knicks are going to make, it appears to be, 3 draft picks in 4 years.
Okay.
Where did all their picks go?
They traded them all away.
For who?
For Carmelo. They traded both their picks this year for Carmelo.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, would you say that that's a good deal 5 years later?
No.
Well, come on, they haven't won.
Exactly.
But here's my question.
Now they've neutered themselves for the future. Free agent are they going to get?
If you go back.
What free agent wants to go play there? It's the same situation we're just talking about. Kevin Durant. Crap team where all you can get
KD,
is make money.
KD. No, I don't know. I don't know who's going to go there. But here's the thing. You go back and look at the last 10 years of draft picks. Take all the first round picks and say how many of them are hits, how many of them are misses. What, 70% are misses? I mean, building through the draft in the NBA is a lot more difficult than doing it in the NFL and Major League Baseball.
But who's going to want to go play there? Who's going to want to go play there besides the fact that it's New York City?
We'll see at the end of this year.
Nobody's going to. Nobody's going to go play for the Knicks.
I think you're.
They haven't been a historic franchise since the 90s.
You're overreacting because you're part of the media now, and that's what you media people do.
No,
you're
I'm just saying the Knicks aren't going to be.
Does any
good.
Part
this
of you guys?
Bad, this was a bad move by Jeff Hornacek.
Does any part of you guys think
he
that
just took
the
a head coaching job with the Knicks?
Yeah, it's true.
It's the Knicks.
Is the NBA lottery in any way, shape, or form rigged now, or has it ever been?
How can you say it's the Knicks when the Knicks have been to the playoffs what twice in 10 years?
It's the Knicks. Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter. Been, it's still, it's
they
still
make the playoffs
still,
once every 5 years.
It's still a storied franchise. When the Cowboys went 8-8 for like 7 straight years, are they no longer America's team? Is it no longer a good job just because they've struggled? I mean, that's so short-sighted. It's so
Jared's
short-sighted.
Jared's a Knickerbocker hater.
No, I'm just saying, how are you going to try and say it's not a storied franchise recently? Who gives a crap about what happened in the 70s?
You're it's no different than all of a sudden the Thunder win game one. Everyone's like, oh, the Warriors are in trouble. Oh,
I never said that.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about what people do. They overreact.
When you're a storied franchise, whatever that means to you, then you're kind of always one.
Yeah.
You would say that of the 49ers, right?
Why can't they be successful? Why have they been so awful so often?
Isaiah Thomas, front office, for a long period of time,
has been garbage.
And then what is it right now? It's garbage. What has Phil Jackson done to make anybody think that he's doing a good job with the Knicks?
Dude, he's been there 2 years. That's it. Once again, people are overreacting. Is he supposed to
rebuild? He's been there more than 2 years.
Take a look.
But that's like saying
he started going into his third
year.
That's
like judging the Cubs 2 years into Theo Epstein.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. People that
it takes a little time.
Look at the roster when Phil Jackson showed up there. It was so bad. What's he supposed to do? And the contracts were terrible. Look at some of the contracts he had.
Yeah, I would think Phil Jackson knows enough to be positioning them, and I can't believe we're talking about the Knicks so much on the podcast.
This is an all-time low.
This is the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We roll. But no, I mean, it takes time. Everyone knew, like the Cubs, everyone would argue now the Cubs are good and they're going to make the playoffs and hopefully win a World Series.
It always comes back to the Cubs, which
are. Of course it does. But the Cubs are, you know, historically awful. But you get the right front office in place and knows what they're doing and has a plan, and they've been executing that plan for the last 5 years. Then you get what you get, which is what we see today.
And I would still say, even though the Cubs have been awful, the Cubs head coaching job is still a good job.
Here's what I'm
because it's the Cubs.
Here's what I'm gonna say though.
It's Cubs.
Phil Jackson is a coach. Theo Epstein is a World Series winning general manager. There's a difference.
Not as much in basketball.
Phil Jackson is also a Zen master.
Yeah, I mean he.
You can't discount that.
But what does the things that? Oh my goodness.
People kill Phil Jackson.
When
people
did Phil Jackson have success? When he had Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, Michael Jordan.
So
and
Phil
Scottie
Jackson.
Pippen.
Phil Jackson has won 10 titles.
Yeah.
And you're making the assumption, or he's asserting here, that Phil Jackson sucks.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying
he,
Phil
and
Jackson
and
sucks.
Actually, I think
but
he
I'm
won
saying,
some of, with
I'm
the Knicks
I'm saying Phil
as a
Jackson
player,
is a coach.
He?
Phil Jackson is not a president of basketball operations. Yeah. He's a coach.
Hey, here's my question. Last year, who did he draft?
Kristaps Porzingis.
And people did what when they drafted him? They booed him, they killed him, they mocked him.
And what have New York Knicks fans done about every single draft pick they made
for
like 20 years?
No, I'm talking nationally. National media mocked him.
I said from the very beginning
he was going to
be a good player.
Are you national media? You've been
high. You've
been a Cyclone Fanatic for a couple of days. I'm talking about the national media, not you. Calm down for a second. Now listen to me.
Punch him in the face.
Listen.
I am going to punch him in the face.
We got such a great relationship with him. Anyway,
oh, man.
They killed him. All of a sudden now, Kristaps Porzingis looks like a phenomenal pickup for them. The kid is a stud. Am I right?
Phenomenal? Are we going to say phenomenal?
Yes. He will be one of the top big men in the NBA here in a year or two. Yes, he will.
By the way, here's a Phil
Jackson. Yeah, but he's not a guy that I look at him and I'm like, oh, yeah, he's going to be a guy that can win you a title.
Well, big guys don't win titles in general.
Carl Anthony Towns is going to win a title for Minnesota.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
I can't imagine Minnesota
Minnesota is back in the playoffs before New York.
So is Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis. I'll take that bet. I'll take that bet with you.
Ooh. Okay. Sounds like a dare, Harry. I love it. By the way, time out. Phil Jackson coaching, switching to front office. It has been done, and it's done routinely. The coach that jumps to mind for me is Pat Riley. Mm-hmm. Great coach.
Yep.
You know, and you could say Miami's won titles. And, yeah, again, the players. Players win titles, though. I mean, that's just part of the deal.
Larry Bird.
You know, it's like you can be a good coach and then get into front office and
have
success.
Has his front office career been that spectacular?
It's been pretty solid. The Pacers have been consistently pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's any questioning Phil Jackson's basketball mind. And, yeah, he had Michael Jordan. That helps.
And the greatest of all time at Kobe.
I just think if Phil Jackson wants things to be done his way, go down and coach the team. That's what I think. If he's going to make them run the triangle, why doesn't he go coach him? He knows the triangle better than anybody.
I think the whole have to do it Phil Jackson's way is so overplayed by people. But
yeah,
that's my.
But it's the triangle offense, man. Come on,
you just can't run the triangle. He said from the beginning that he wants to run the triangle. That's his thing.
Yeah, wanting to run the triangle and saying, hey, it's got to be done exactly my way are two completely different things.
You can't run the triangle though unless you have the right players. So they have to draft.
Do they have? And they clearly don't have the right players because they've never been very successful with it.
He's been there for 2 years.
You got to give
him
time.
And what have they done? Won what?
60 games in 2 years?
He doesn't.
Hey, it's a start. It's more than zero.
Well, 2 years ago when he was first there, Carmelo was out the entire year, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
and did he play all year this year?
But we don't.
Plus
take,
they had Porzingis.
How come I get
both,
the feeling?
They're both Ralph.
I get the feeling that whenever Gray gets into any type of argument, he's just trolling the whole time.
I'm not actually trolling on this one. I think people overreact so much in sports. People like the Thunder. People kill the Thunder for not winning.
You never overreact about anything?
He's talking about people in the sports media,
people
like you.
The sports media,
Gray and I. Wait, we're not.
You're
the
sitting here
media.
On a podcast. You are in the sports media.
No, I'm not.
Weighing in on your opinions.
Don't give him an ego.
You can try and tell me you're not, but you are.
No, I'm not.
Gray couldn't get a press pass to watch the iCubs if he tried to. He's not a member of the media. he's tried. You haven't heard of the podcast? What?
They won't even give me one of girls' basketball games up in Ames. It's really disappointing.
I got to give a shout-out, by the way. Brian and Jill, listeners of the podcast. They closed on a home this week. I was jealous. They have a swimming pool. Their new house has a swimming pool. They said I get the invite anytime, though.
That's nice.
So I just wanted to say congrats to Brian and Jill. Huge Cyclone fans.
Are they podcast listeners?
They're podcast listeners. Awesome. Huge Cyclone fans. Season ticket holders, the whole deal.
That's awesome. Whereabouts?
Ankeny.
Okay.
Northeast side.
So town. Is this like a... Anybody on the Fallcast gets invited to the pool?
They're super nice people, and I'm sure they would love to have all of us over for a little pool party.
Are you going to put a pool up in your backyard?
My wife and I ironically were talking about this last night. And is this weird? So she Facebooked her old high school boyfriend about this.
Yeah, it's weird.
So yeah, would you be comfortable with Julie, like, regardless of topic, you know, assuming it wasn't like the hookup for any other reason?
Yeah.
Contacting an old boyfriend.
Like, how serious was this fling?
They dated for several years.
Oh, yeah. That's
off,
tough.
Off and on. Yeah. But anyway, she contacted him because his parents owned a pool in Ames. And, you know, normal neighborhood. They weren't super rich or anything, but they had a pool. And that's where I had swimming lessons, actually. I went over to his house, and his mom had swimming lessons. But she said, was it fun having a pool, you know, growing up? Is it worth it? Because the thing that you go through when you talk about having a pool is – okay, that would be nice, but it's Iowa, so you use it maybe 5 months out of the year, maybe. And now in most cities, we've got these other aquatic centers now, too. But there's a big difference between loading the kids in the car and doing all of that and taking them to the aquatic center right?
And there's a lot of urine in those.
A lot of pee-pee in those. Yep. Versus saying, all right, kids, get your trunks on, and we're heading out back to jump in the pool. I can see that a pool would be fantastic. But a pool, even a minimal pool... When you throw in dirt work and all that stuff. I mean, it's $60,000 plus for a pool that doesn't have all the bells and whistles. This Brian guy, you know, he wouldn't mind me saying because he didn't buy it. It's already in place. But, like, the water slide has a slide. You know, a normal backyard-type slide. He said the owners were telling him that was $12,000 for the slide.
What?
Yeah, just the slide. So the extras on pools are super, super expensive. So if you're listening to the podcast and you have a pool, I'd love for someone to email me and tell me if it's a great thing to have at your house or a horrible thing.
We had a pool in my backyard growing up.
Like a pool or like
an underground pool, yeah.
What do you think?
It was a pain to clean it every year.
But were you popular because you had a pool and people could come over and swim?
Yeah, people like to come out. But I think we filled it in when I was like in sophomore in high school.
Because one of my theories is, and no, you shouldn't buy your kids friends. That's probably not the right way to do it. But if you're the kid in the neighborhood that has a pool.
I lived out in the country. Though,
you're probably going to go to that kid's house and do some swimming.
Yeah. We had an above ground pool. Yeah. But we had a huge two-tier deck around it. So it kind of almost felt like it was in ground. And it was a pain to clean all the time. I mean, leaves falling in it constantly. Mm-hmm. But I hear if you get like the saltwater pools,
that's what you would do.
Yeah, don't you?
Well, not only that, but you don't even have to drain them in the winter. You can leave water in them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, throughout the winter. So I don't know. I don't know if we're getting a pool. My wife is one of those people that are like, I bring it up. She's just like, no, and then she's like, she dwells on it, right?
Yeah.
2 or 3 days later, she might be like, I've been thinking about that pool you brought up. And
where you're going to be, will you be getting any golf balls hit into your backyard? Because that would be the thing that would scare me.
Yeah, we're actually in between, this is Otter Creek, we're in between the 18th fairway and basically the 15th green. So the 15th green is a par 3.
Yeah.
And if you're on that tee box looking, basically you're angled away from our house. So the only way we get hit there is in the very corners of the yard on a horrible shot. Has to be a horrible shot. So by then, the ball's like trickling in. It wouldn't come to where a pool would be. And then on 18, it's kind of the same thing. It's a right-handed shank mostly, but it's not a tee shot.
Or a lefty draw.
Yeah, but again, balls occasionally roll into the corners of the yard, but they wouldn't come in on the fly and hit people in the head when they're swimming. I wouldn't worry about that. So position-wise, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I am interested, though, if people have pools, what they think of them. And it's funny you guys mentioned the cleaning and stuff. I chuckle. Do I look like a guy that does my own yard work? Come on.
You don't even mow your own yard?
No. I heard that out. I learned a long time ago. Here's a lesson I want to pass along to people, because people are quick to say you're lazy or, you know, whatever. What a snob. He doesn't do his own yard work. Every person out there, and there are people that like doing yard work. I know a lot of people that claim to like mowing their yard.
I do. I enjoy it.
You know, it's like it's nice to see long grass and you cut it short. It looks good, blah, blah, blah. But I did the math once and I said, okay, for me to get ready to mow the yard, get the mower out, mow it, you know, blow the sidewalk off, come in, and usually, especially in the summer, afterwards you got a shower, you got the grassy feet, you got whatever. So if you add up all that time, you're probably talking about a two-hour endeavor from start to finish. Then you say, what else could I do with those 2 hours? Well, I could play with my kids. I could go be working on a deal. I could do whatever. So if you itemize and figure out what you're worth per hour, which everybody should do, what is my time worth per hour? And then what do I need to pay somebody per hour to go do that job for me? If you come out ahead, then you should hire it out. That's something that a lot of successful business people, CEOs, whatever, do. They hire out everything in their lives that they don't have time for or don't want to do themselves. And it isn't about not wanting to do it because you're lazy or whatever. It's just because it's not efficient and you can make more money going out and doing a deal than you can mowing the yard. So there's 2 hours that I could be meeting with a client or having a drink with somebody or whatever that I don't have to be home mowing the yard. So that's the way that I view it. Cleaning the pool, be no different. Plus, in my business, that's another contact you've made. My lawn guy is a contact. The pool guy is a contact. Anybody that comes to my house to do a service is a contact. It's a potential client, et cetera. So I look at it that way, and again, yeah, people will listen and bust my balls for saying, yeah, he doesn't do his own yard work, but hey, I don't want to. And I've done plenty. I grew up doing it. I mowed my yard forever for my parents.
All I got out of that is that Charter's lazy, and he's trying to justify his laziness. Is that what you got out of that, Jared?
No, I think he made some good points.
He would agree with me with anything right
I
now.
I usually make some good points.
Great. It was a good point.
So, yeah. And people mow your yard cheap. You can find a neighborhood kid who'll do for $10.
$10 mow the yard? Take an hour.
If you're a kid and you don't have a regular job and you want some money.
I actually do enjoy mowing my yard. I find it very kind of relaxing.
I did that a lot growing up. I'd just go around the neighborhood and knock on a door and just say, hey, do you need your yard mowed? And they'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, all right, it's going to be whatever, $10. And they'd say, great. I'd do it and have money. Yeah. It's nice when you're a kid having a little money in your pocket. How's she supposed to buy the gummy bears?
Yeah, so we walk in here. He's got three places strategically placed through his office that have Haribo gummy bears.
Haribo.
Not the small bags either. Not like the little ones.
No, these are like 5-pounders.
5-pound bags. Three different spots in the office. This is a massive office.
No, one of them's sour gummy bears too.
Oh, gosh.
The one over at the coffee table is sour.
So, Charter, are you playing in the Cyclone Fanatic golf outing tomorrow?
I believe so.
You believe so?
I've got two impediments. One, I haven't played golf yet this year.
No.
I need to hit the range later today.
It's a four-person best ball.
Two, my team of four currently is a team of one. So I have not asked anybody to play. I need to find out if anyone is available. And then a good friend of ours, a good mutual friend of ours, is also hosting a golf tournament tomorrow.
He is.
Which doesn't help.
Poor communication by me and him on that.
And apparently his is going to be more fun than yours. At least on hole 6 and 9.
Yeah, hole 6 and 9 I hear will be good times.
Yeah, so you can piece that together at home.
Jared and I will be there. We'll be in a car together. Jared, we'll be taking some pictures, swinging the clubs. You all right?
So Jared's playing?
It's going to be awful.
Why is it going to be awful? Sharing a cart with me?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to play with you.
You're excited.
Suck golfing when you're like 7'2" like you are? Is it harder?
I don't really even play golf, to be honest with you.
Do you have clubs?
No.
You don't have clubs?
No.
Oh. Well, I'm a lefty, so you're going to have to borrow some
clubs. You don't see a lot of really tall golfers out there.
No, there's some.
Did I say I was playing golf?
I thought we'd drive around, we'd take some video, and then we'd drop a ball and hit a ball with some guys out there.
Oh, okay.
I might not be playing in a group, but I plan at least getting a couple shots in tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't really play golf, so.
Borrow some of C-Dub's. He doesn't hit them very well anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll work out well. Club's meant for C-Dub. little height difference there.
Well, I'm guessing.
My roommate might have his clubs. I'll ask him.
All right.
I plan to come out and maybe have a team with me. I don't know.
Okay. Well, anybody that's listening.
If not, I'm just going to act like I'm Chris Williams and sign autographs.
We'll get this.
Can I just drink Busch Light and act like I'm hitting golf balls?
That's absolutely. Yeah. We actually recommend that.
All right, sounds good to me.
Is C-Dub going? Will he be
there? Yeah, C-Dub's playing. C-Dub's playing. Bloom's playing. Got a couple of guests I think that should be out there. So it'll be fun. It'll be a nice day. I think we're going to give away free cake so people can have some beer when they get out there, some Buffalo Wild Wings. We got boneless wings with some sauces.
You're giving away a free keg?
For everybody. So until, once the keg's
gone.
There
is a free keg.
There is a free keg, okay. I should say.
I thought you were giving one as a prize.
I actually did ask for Busch Light, but I think it's Bud Light.
Jesus.
I know.
It's awful. Chris is going to be so mad at you.
He's really disappointed. Yeah, but yeah, it'd be a good time.
Jester Park?
Jester Park Golf Course starting at 12:30.
Is it filled up, or how did the
Yeah, we got 26 groups so far, so we got 104 golfers right now. That's not including you, so I'm still waiting for for you to come. I got about three more groups that I think are kind of maybes right now. But yeah, I mean, it's essentially full enough to where we'll have a good amount of groups out there and give away some good prizes. We got first place prize. I'm not going to throw it on here, but people will like it.
President Leith coming, Jamie Pollard, all the dignitaries of Iowa State.
No, because they found out that you were going to be coming, maybe. And
they said no.
Yeah, they're still mad about those mean tweets you've been sending them.
the tweets that live in infamy. It's time.
It's time, guys.
I'm going to get that tattoo because it's so mean.
Hashtag it's time.
Hashtag it's
you
time.
You need a hashtag for sure.
Yeah. I need to run into Jamie someday and say, do you remember that tweet? And he, of course, would say, nope, don't remember that one. Like, yeah, because it's non-memorable. Whatever. Still blocked as far as I know. So,
I've never been blocked, but I've also never tweeted him.
I'm sure you have said things that could have gotten you blocked.
About Jamie?
No, just in general. You can post some incendiary items on Twitter when you get rolling.
Yeah, you say some pretty crazy stuff sometimes.
And I just think you do it to troll again.
I guess, guys.
It's hard to know when you
I can't believe I have to go do another podcast with you right after this.
It's hard to know when you're actually serious about anything.
So, do you watch baseball, Jared? No. Not a baseball guy.
I mean, I like baseball, but I just don't watch very often.
I want to ask you then. I'll save this for a later date, this question.
You were going to ask something just of him? Not
no,
of me.
No. Well, you don't. Me and Charter got a debate going on who the best pitcher in baseball is. To me, it's not even close. It's open and shut
first of
argument
all,
here.
First of all, that wasn't the debate. It wasn't just who is the best pitcher in baseball.
Who is the best pitcher in baseball right now is what me and you are arguing.
You could make that argument, but it's not a clear-cut case from either one of us.
No, it's clear-cut.
Because what Jake Arrieta is doing is historical.
It's really good, yeah.
What Clayton Kershaw is doing is historical.
Yeah.
They're both in this stretch of ridiculousness.
Yeah. Not arguing.
Our bet was about the Cy Young.
That's a separate bet, rather than a different argument.
Who's going to win the Cy Young? Yeah. And arguably, the Cy Young goes to the best pitcher in the game that year. At least it's supposed to. And I don't know, did you ever come up with an answer for this? Because my theory is Kershaw could have an amazing year, but it still comes down a lot to wins. And if Jake Arrieta wins 25 games this year, which I think he could, then there's your Cy Young Award winner. I said, has there ever been a pitcher that's won at least 25 games that has not won the Cy Young?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Yeah. Juan Marichal twice did it back in the 60s.
Marichal.
I knew I was saying that wrong.
I feel like back in the day when guys would win 25, 30 games.
Marichal, yeah.
It seemed
a little bit of a different game back then.
Yeah.
Pitchers pitched 150 pitches a game and complete games. And
25 wins nowadays, it's a lot of wins.
It's a
lot of wins.
Jake won it last year with 22 wins. 22 and 6.
Yeah.
Last year. Mm-hmm. If the guy goes 25 and 3, 25 and 2, 25 and 4, 26 and 3, whatever.
Yep.
There's your Cy Young Award winner.
It's going to be really hard for him to get 25 wins, though, when he's suspended for 80 games for performance-enhancing drugs.
That would put a bit of a chink in the armor there. That's for sure. But assuming he doesn't get suspended for PEDs, then they don't lose when he pitches unless something drastically changes. He has, what, 6 wins now? 6 or 7 currently? And oh, I mean,
he's 7-0, I think.
They've won the last 7 or 8. 20 games.
21 now.
That he's started.
Yeah, it's incredible.
The record is 24. Stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, Kershaw looks like a lot better pitcher.
That's a team stat, though, in my opinion. That's a very team-driven stat.
But that's part of it, too. You know, Kershaw, to win the Cy Young, has to have run support. His team has to bat.
I saw a stat that Kershaw, like when he pitches this year, the Dodgers are 8-1, and the other games are like 13-21. I mean, they're terrible when he doesn't pitch.
Hey, he's a good pitcher. I just think Arrieta's going to win.
Baseball,
I think Arrieta's going to win the Cy Young. So we got a little coin riding on it.
It's a lot of money for me. It's what Charter wipes his ass with every morning.
It's probably a real lot of money for me then.
It might be. If you're making
in your first job what I made in my first job. You're not doing too well.
Okay. Where did you first work? Where did you start?
What'd give it time. Ticket Express was my first job out of college. Ticket Express in Omaha, Nebraska. Ticket broker. They specialize in Nebraska football tickets and concerts and stuff. That's why I like concerts and all of that jazz.
College World Series, I'm sure, too.
College World Series. They're big into that, yeah. So Chad Carr over there, I went over there and he offered me a job. But the lesson I learned then was, and I still carry with me today, is when you're going to hire somebody, give them a term in an annual salary versus hourly. Because an annual salary sounds much more significant, much better than when you break it down. And I'm like, I'm making $12.50 an hour. That doesn't sound as good as saying I'm making X, whatever. So I remember those days fondly. But hey, you got to start somewhere, you know? It was your fault for wanting to become a member of the media.
Yeah. What about you, Adam? Did you start at McDonald's flipping burgers?
You're such a good guy. I started Nationwide in a service department as a service rep. And from there, I went to inside direct sales. And then obviously I had my agency for, about 3.5 years.
Gray was making less than 30K, in other words. So
I think my first – yeah. Yeah, it was. My first as a service rep was under 30, for sure.
Starting job.
But, man, I'd benefit. You know, I was – you know, when you're young, though, it seems like a lot of money because it was a lot more than I was making in college. I'd probably see that when I was cleaning dishes at Bob's Your Uncle. And
yeah. Here's the good news, Jared. When you start low like that and then you work your way up, eventually you're going to get to the point where you make more in a month than you did in your first year. And then you're going to say, this is nice.
Not everyone has what you got going on.
And I don't do that every month, but there are months that are – pretty nice. So
that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It's something to look forward to.
Just living the American dream here. And he does this without even having to mow his own yard.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
Maybe it's because I don't mow my own yard.
And he's eating gummy bears like they're just popping them in left and right here. I mean, he's
for anybody that's listening that's jealous of me, don't worry, I'll be dead within 5 years. How I eat. You know, you missed it. When I walked in, I was eating the Baconator from Wendy's. And I topped that off with some gummy bears.
I actually looked at you and I thought to myself, how is he not just fat?
I know. People that have never seen me before, like they hear some of the stuff I do, they look at me and it's like, what the heck's going on with this guy? It's like metabolism, I guess.
If I ate that stuff, man, I would be 400 pounds.
Then you add to the fact that I don't actually work out and then it's going to catch up with me big time at some point. It certainly is. I'm nearing 40, so I don't know. It's gonna happen.
Is 40 this next year? Is this his next birthday?
No, I'm 38. Coming up, I'm going to be 38.
Yeah. Oh, coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're still 30. Yeah.
I'm still a young buck.
I thought maybe Vegas this year might be the big 4-0.
No, we're a few years away. You probably definitely won't be invited then. By then, you will piss me off for sure.
We're not even going
on my birthday this year. First time in 2 years, we're not going to be there on my birthday. We're going, you know,
early
October or mid October. Well, maybe. Some of us are booking our tickets. Some aren't.
Yeah.
So should we invite the rookie? Should Jared be able to come?
No, he's not ready. We got to give him a couple more years to get ready for that.
He can go if he wants to.
Dude, I'd hang in better than you would.
I think it would, I think
you'd hang in better than me, you'd hang in a lot better than this guy, I'll tell you that.
And you are 21, correct?
Yeah.
All right, so that problem's taken care of. He's 21. Yeah. You know, so, I don't know. It's up to him. If he wants to go, he can go. It'd be kind of fun to get some young blood out there.
It would be. We don't get that wild. We do stay up late.
Mid October,
we're getting wild if I'm coming.
So ask your parents for some money. we know you need to since you just started your job.
Either that or just go to the bank and take out a loan.
It's going to be $600-700 bucks total, probably for room and flight and all that good stuff. And then, you know, you're good. Well, now I was going to say something, but you have a girlfriend, so I'm not going to say that.
Well, October's a long ways away, though. We'll see where things are then.
All right.
First, you say that I should be getting engaged, and now we're saying that October's a long ways away.
Well, no, the point I was going to make is Jared's a young guy. He's a good-looking guy. You know, he could probably go to Vegas with no hotel room booked and just end up fine. He could find a place to crash each night.
Such a terrible influence you are.
I'm not telling him to do that. I'm just saying he could. Have you ever been to Vegas?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you need to go. It's quite the time. And for the record, because my wife does listen every week, I have not done that either one of the last 2 years. By the way, I've ended up in my own room asleep. So
you got to leave the room to ever be somewhere else.
Well, that's – yeah. It's on record, by the way, the last year I turned away a hooker on my birthday. So, yeah.
That's not entirely true.
It's absolutely true.
Oh,
it's absolutely true.
A little stretchy.
Somebody pulled some shenanigans, and I woke up at 2 a.m. on my birthday to a hooker at my door. And I shut the door in her face, and went back to bed.
There's
That's what you do when you're turning 37, like I did last year.
There's certain stories that don't need to be made that are way out of the forecast, in my opinion.
That was the muted version of that story. Yeah. I mean, I didn't point any fingers at anyone. I just said, hey.
It was you, wasn't it? You offered
no, it was
to buy
not,
it.
It was absolutely not me.
I can attest that Gray had nothing to do with it. And I can also, just to clarify, I shut the door in her face and went back to bed. I don't need rumors starting.
Gray, you probably...
You started the damn rumors.
You probably spent the weekend in your room playing solitaire and drinking beers by yourself.
That's a phenomenal burn.
Gray's the only one. Gray says, like, I turned in earlier or whatever, but Gray was the only one that actually napped during the day in Vegas. So, you know, he claims he powered through. Well, of course he powered through. He napped, you know? How many guys do you know that take naps in Vegas?
What? Why were you being a clown, dude?
I took zero naps in Vegas.
That's not true.
This is a false
Sunday story. Afternoon, you took a nap.
I went actually to take a nap. I got down on my skiffies, and then these four guys over here, one of them's right there, walk in. We make a vodka 7, and then I did not take a nap. I ended up sitting up and watching the football game.
But you were going to.
I was going to, but I did not.
No one should ever even – I don't feel like you should even plan to take a nap, though.
I wasn't planning on taking a nap.
You just said that you were going to back to your room with the intention of taking a nap.
I did not go to Vegas intending to take a nap. But when you don't go to bed till 5 in the morning and you get up at like 8 or 9 o'clock for breakfast, sometimes you need a little
Vegas
nap.
Beat them down.
You know what you do? You know what you do then?
You take a 5-hour energy and you get going
and
again.
You just start drinking, yeah.
Okay. Here's the best news of the whole trip, the way we planned it this year.
I'm 30, okay? When you get to be 30, you come talk to me.
The last 2 years, we come back on a Monday. In the last 2 years, the fight leaving Vegas left at 7. When did it leave Vegas? Fight left at 7 or 7:30?
Yeah.
So that means you're getting up at 4 a.m., down to the lobby, in the limo, over to the – whatever. It sucks. This year, though, our flight doesn't leave until like 12:30. On Monday, so you actually get to sleep in on that last. That's a big difference, actually. Huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that means you can go extra hard that last night because you can sleep in.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I just got to book my ticket now.
Extra hard as in 2 beers and home by 10 instead of 9:30.
So, Jared, to recap, you are officially invited.
Okay. Sounds good.
You could go. Gray can give you the details on the shenanigans that happen or don't happen, you know, and we're looking forward to it. We're going to have 12 to 15 guys probably out there. All good dudes. Nobody gets invited that's not a good dude. So,
wow. I'm honored, guys.
There's a couple that are.
Well, except for him.
Well, yeah. He practically begged to go after him. So I let him.
Begged to be on the recruiting podcast. Begged to go to Las Vegas. All makes sense.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I think it's time for this podcast to end, guys.
Hey, man. You run the show. We're just here chiming in.
All right, thanks for listening.